where you, and the sort of the bad, really bad versions, you just take a whole series of buzzwords, sharing mobile, social apps, you combine them, and you have some kind of narrative, and whether or not that's a real business or not it's generally a bad sign. So it's almost this pattern recognition when you have this rhetoric of this sort of intersections, it generally does not work. The something of somewhere is really mostly just the nothing of nowhere. And it's like the Stanford of North Dakota. One of a kind, but it's not Stanford. So let's look at the opposite. The opposite lie is if you are, let's say, the search company that's down the street from here and has about a happy 66% market share, and is, you know, is completely dominant in the search market, Google has not almost never describes itself as a search engine these days. And instead, it describes itself in all these different ways. So it sometimes says it's an advertising company. So if it was search, you'd say, wow, it has this huge market share. That's really, really crazy. It's like an incredible monopoly. It's a much more robust monopoly than Microsoft ever had in the 90s. Maybe that's why it's making so much money.